I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A powerful earthquake struck the mountainous Qinghai province in western China this morning. At least 400 people perished. Thousands more were injured. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit in Yushu County near the Tibetan border. It reduced most of the town of Jiegu to rubble. The BBC's Michael Bristow is in Beijing. Michael, what have you been able to find out so far about the extent of the damage?
Well, we're getting eyewitness reports from people who are on the ground, really talking about how difficult it was. One woman reported by the Xinhua news agency says she felt a tremor and she quickly went into the bedroom, grabbed her baby and ran outside, didn't even pause to dress the child, and she survived. But of course, many people didn't. And the place where the earthquake happened, it's very high. It's about 4,000 metres above sea level, and temperatures are on an evening, even at this time of year, plummet to below freezing. So it's going to be a cold night for those people, and perhaps a worse night, obviously, for those people still trapped below the rubble of the houses and buildings that fell down in this earthquake.
So it's a cold area. Just how remote is this region where the quake occurred? I mean, how far is it from Beijing?
It's about 2,000 kilometers from Beijing.
Right, that's about 1,300 miles.
That's about 1,300 miles. It's going to take an awful long time for rescue equipment, for food, for medical supplies, for heavy machinery to travel down this long road from Xining, the capital of Qinghai, to Jiegu. The journey is going to take several hours. It's perhaps 12 hours, people are suggesting it's going to take. So it's going to be an awful long time before equipment can be moved there.
Michael, I'd like for us to listen to a description of the scene there from an eyewitness. Here's what one Tibetan resident told the BBC.
The destruction is very serious. As far as I can see, not many buildings have been left standing. Everyone has been escaping to safety. Because the houses are flattened, it is very difficult to dig out survivors or the dead.
Michael, you've spoken of the challenges getting aid to this remote area. Do you think local residents have faith that the Chinese government will be in a position to bring that aid? Are they accustomed to getting help from Beijing?
The central authorities have said that the all-out effort must be to get aid to those people who are still alive and to go in and help the people who are still trapped underground. But this is a Tibetan area, predominantly Tibetan area of farmers, of herders, and they have been somewhat under the cosh over the last couple of years since the unrest in Tibetan areas. Ever since then, Tibetan areas have been under heavy security, and indeed, some of the first people on the scene to help with the rescue effort were soldiers. We find out that there's 700 soldiers stationed in this very remote, sparsely populated area. So that perhaps gives you an indication of the distrust which has occurred between Tibetan populations and the Chinese government. But perhaps on this occasion, in this disaster, all that will be put aside in order to bring aid to the people who actually need it.
The BBC's Michael Bristow in Beijing. Thank you very much, Michael.
That's no problem. Thank you.